Hey everybody, it's JR Bell with I Got Your Six Podcast. And in this episode, we are mobile. We are out and about being mobile. While we're out and about being mobile, but I want to tell you right now, in this season 6 of the Crime Chronicles, I think I need to put season 6 to an end, but I'm going to go on just a little bit longer and get a few more Crime Chronicles in before I put it to the rest of season 6 Crime Chronicles, crimes that should never happen but actually did. But we're going to start talking about some other things. I got some more things I'm going to add to my genre of list of more randomness, because I like to keep it more random for everyone. I want to be more positive and more focused. This one right here is more of a something of a somber or whatever note. I want to tell a lot of my podcast listeners out there that on July 30th, it's hard to say, on July 30th, the apartment that I was staying in, and also all my equipment, all my podcast equipment, my laptops, and all my other stuff like that, all perished up in flames. It was due to electrical shortage in the power box outside of our apartment. We lived in a five duplex apartment, and that's what happened. All five couples that live in that duplex all are displaced. Not just me and my girl. You know, everybody there is displaced. Oh, but then a week prior to that, a 10-unit apartment building complex and a mobile home park also caught up in fire. So, and they're all displaced too. My heart and sadness goes out to them too as well. And I'm sad about that. But wanted to tell you that. So right now we're living out of a motel. I still got my job, you know, hey, got my podcast, and I got my job, and I am going to work every day as much as I can. I do go to work. I love going to work. What up, Caleb? You are too OG. Yes, you are rocking with my family. Thought I'd put it out there to y'all to let y'all know what's going on. Because I always tell you, I always want to keep it 100%, 100. JR keeps it 100. That's right. That's how I keep it. And I'm going to keep it that way. I'm going to keep it 100 for y'all. So now, nothing could be solved. We had it. Oh, but here's the beauty. Here's a wonderful good thing. We had insurance. We had renter's insurance. So we're just waiting for the inspector or adjuster, whatever they call them people, to inspect it and see what the findings are. And whatever the findings are, and see what we qualify for, what they're going to pay us. Because we don't know what they're going to pay us. You know, we don't know if they're going to pay us $10 or $1,000 or $10,000. We don't know. We don't know. And it may take, their findings may take a couple of days, a couple of weeks, a month, 2 months. We don't know until they give us that money. So while they do that, we're living in motels. Red Cross was really grateful. I'm going to tell y'all something right now. Whatever y'all do, if y'all happen to do donations, come around the holidays for donating and stuff, donate to the American Red Cross. When it comes to on your income taxes and stuff, and they ask the thing for donating, donate to the American Red Cross. If your job has a donation thing for the American Red Cross, listen carefully. Donate to them. They do a really good job, because I'm telling you right now, they came out, they gave us $515. We took that money and we put that in, we put that money right in, we put that right into the, we went and got a motel. We put gas in the car, got a motel. That's what we did. Gas in the car, and the rest went to the motel. All of it. So that all stayed in there. And that's what it did. And we kept it like that. So, So once we kept it like that, it's just how we did. We maintained. We went to a couple of churches. They gave us some food and stuff and some clothes. Yeah, clothes I'm wearing right now, the leftovers. But you know what? Another man's leftovers that donated made me. He donated some threads so I can look good. And guess what? I'm looking good. I'm good. Some people say, how do you feel? Has it sunk in? Has it hit yet? Nope, hadn't sunk in yet. Has it hit yet? Not yet. But it will. And when it hits, I'm going to feel the whole wrath of God coming down on me. Yeah, that emotions are going to hit me hard. I know when it hits me, it's going to hit me hard. I'm going to have to get therapy. I got to seek counseling. I need some therapy. I will get therapy. Trust me. I'm going to get therapy. Because the reason why I'm going to get therapy is because I'm going to need it. Not right now, because I'm good. Right now, I'm good. Because I'm thinking of others. I'm putting others before me. Once I get done putting others before me, once we get done putting others before me, that's when I'll start seeking therapy. I don't want to seek therapy while I'm in this misery, in this drought, in this heinous misery. I'm thinking positive. I'm in the love zones. I'm doing good. I'm staying positive. So, because of that, that's why I don't need therapy right now. But once we get established and stable, oh yeah, I'm going to get some therapy. Yes, I got to. Oh yeah, I'm getting some therapy. Yes, I will. I will get therapy. But not right now. People always say, why don't you get it right now? No, not right now. I have no place to stay. Therapy or find a place to stay. Gotta find a place to stay. I need a place to lay my head at night or in the daytime. I don't want to be sitting there laying up in some gutter. I got a job. I work. I need to get a place to stay. So that's what I'm doing. So now y'all know, family. Y'all know, fam, what my life is going right now. It's nothing bad. We good. We're gonna rock this. We got this. Because why we got this? Because we're all about this. There's nothing we can't do. Because see, people always say, you know, the old saying is, won't he do it? Yes, he will. The reason why I say that is because he's probably just testing me. Testing me. This is probably my testimony to see how much I can endure. That's probably what he's doing. You never know. But I wanted to let y'all know about that, okay? All right. I'm good. So, we good. That's what I wanted to let you know about. Okay? Just so you know, I'm not sitting there BSing around. I wanted you to know. I wanted to keep it 100 with you. Not gonna lie to you. Wanted to tell you exactly what was going on. Okay? Why I haven't been podcasting in a couple of days. That's because I've been stressing over this. Yeah. If you go to my Instagram, MarineCookie3381, that's my MOS. 3381 means combat cook. It means cook in the Marine Corps. If you're a Marine, it means cook. I used to be a 3381B. It means cook / baker, but yeah, well, 3381. Yeah, it's cook. That's my MOS. 3381B. That's my MOS. So, guess what? I did that. I'm a great cook. Yeah, I got a good job. Got a full-time job. Problem is, just got to get a place to stay. And I'll get that. It happens. Rome wasn't, like I always say in my podcast, Rome wasn't built in a day, but it was built. Patience is a virtue. And that's the problem. It's not. Patience is running thin. But I am faithful that I'm being tested. But it's good. He got me. I got him. We got each other. We good like that. So, that's all I'm saying. Now, I'm out and about walking. Sorry about that on my podcast. Sorry about that, fellas. That was me, my bag. If you didn't hear, you saw the silence or me mumbling and stuff. I'm carrying a backpack, and my backpack bag just blew open, and all my stuff inside just fell down. So that's all. We're good. But like I said, so my podcast is gonna be a little bit better. I'm gonna start adding some more good content. I'm going to do some more research. I do like Season 6, Crime Chronicles, my favorite, because it's dedicated to my best pal, one and only. You know who you are. That'll be Caleb. That's a true OG of mine, so we good. So now, for everyone else out there, listen carefully. I love you. What I was trying to tell you is that I'm going to put some photos up on my Instagram. Because I'm starting redacting my Instagram page and making it better, making it stronger. I'm going to put it up there and make it better. All right. So until then, I'm going to add some more stuff. But until then, y'all be good. I'm going to be good. I'm going to throw some photos up on my Instagram and just tell y'all, you know, what's going on. Go to my Instagram page, MarineCookie3381. Okay. All right. This is JR Bell. Well, I got your 6 podcast. And hey, I love each one of y'all. Bravo 6 going dark.